Circle Green Community Legal. Property Condition Report. You have moved into your new home and have been asked to complete a property condition report. What is a property condition report? Why is it important? When do you have to sign and return the report? What is a property condition report? A property condition report is a report that describes the condition of the property when you move in and when you move out. Your landlord or agent should give you two copies of the report within 7 days of you moving in. You must sign and return one copy of the report within 7 days of receiving it. At the end of the tenancy, the landlord or agent should do a final inspection. You may choose to be present at this inspection. The final property condition report should be sent to you within 14 days of moving out. The property condition report may be posted to you, handed to you, or sent to you by email. Why is a property condition report important? Property condition reports are important for the return of the bond money. The reports can be used as evidence if there is any dispute about the condition of the property. The reports at the start and end of the tenancy can be compared. The rental inspection reports may also be considered. What happens if I do not return the property condition report within 7 days? If you do not return the copy of the property condition report to the landlord or agent, this will show that you agree with the one you were given and do not wish to make any changes. You should contact the landlord or agent if you have not received two copies of the report within 7 days of moving in. If you still have not received the property condition report, you should contact Consumer Protection on 1300 304 054 at www.commerce.wa.gov.au/consumer-protection. What do I do when I receive the property condition report? Check the property condition report carefully. If there is anything you wish to include, or anything you disagree with, then write this down on both copies of the report. For example, a torn fly screen, cracked wall, or stained carpet. Take photos of the property and attach them to the report. Taking photographs at the start and end of a tenancy is important to show the condition of the property. Photos are important as they can show damage to the property that is already present when you move in. Keep one copy of the property condition report for yourself and give the other copy to your landlord or agent. Helpful tips. Below is a list of things you should look out for when reviewing the property condition report. Remember to check both the inside and the outside areas, including the yards, back, front and side, sheds, garages, letterbox and driveway. Things to look out for: cracks, chips, holes and peeling paint. Water stains and mold. Worn, stained or broken floor coverings. Deep scratches in woodwork, especially polished floorboards. Dust, grease, grime, dirt, oil and cobwebs. Dripping taps. Torn or damaged fly screens. Broken light fittings or blown light globes. Weeds, dry patches in the lawn, dying plants and overgrowth. Problems with the stove, hot water or sprinkler systems. Problems with locks, doors or windows. Signs of mice or cockroaches. Who can help? Our tenant advocates help people who rent their homes to resolve tenancy problems. They may do this by helping you to understand your rights and by giving advice and guidance. If you would like to speak to a tenant advocate, you can call us on 086148 3636 or visit www.circlegreen.org.au. Further information. A property condition report can be found on the Consumer Protection website. All property condition reports should include the same items that are listed in this report. Other items may be added. www.commerce.wa.gov.au/publications/property-condition-report-form-1. Please contact us if you would like this fact sheet in a different format, such as large print or braille. If you are deaf, hard of hearing or have a speech impairment, you can contact us through the National Relay Service www.relayservice.gov.au. If you are a non-English speaker and require a language interpreter, please contact TIS National on 131 450. For more information, visit www.circlegreen.org.au or phone us on 08 6148 36 36. This fact sheet has been co-designed by the Building Tenancy Skills Project, a partnership between Shelter WA and People with Disabilities WA.